Well, we have a very special happy hour treat for you this week, don't we, Travis?
Yeah, I think there's a few people in this one.
OMG. This is the panel from Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liver Blue Wave Tour in Chicago, featuring John Fugelsang, Margaret Cho, Representative Jan Schakowsky, and Watergate attorney Jill Winebanks. I remember like it was almost last... Oh, it was last Saturday.
All right, please welcome back to the stage my sexy liberals, John Fugelsang and Margaret Cho! Margaret Cho's here. How about that shit?
Hey.
Hi, honey. Hi, comedy legend. What's happening? Look at John Fugelsang, 6'3" and nearly all penis, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Look at him. Right? Just had another attack on religion today. We need my personal comedy Jesus, right? Where are we going to take back God, take back moral values, take back America in 11 days?
Take back the flag.
All right. You have to show me that butthole thing later. That looked really fun.
I will. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I have to say, she's very persuasive. I was like, dick, maybe I should try it. All right. We have kind of some all-stars, don't we?
It's a good night in Chicago.
I know I don't have much of a love life, but I'm going to get pinned tonight. You know why? Because legal rock star Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebanks is here!
Yeah!
Is Jill with us? Is Jill in the crowd? Jill, come
oh,
on
there
down!
She is. Get up here! Oh, I was hoping she was indicting someone. Okay. Look at her being a woman of the people, just hanging out. You have to come up here now.
I just want to say that this is a great day for me because Jeff Sessions is going to fix everything. And actually, I got my 6-year-old to watch the news because I told him that Jeff Sessions was Dobby, the house elf from Harry Potter. Well, let's try that intro again, shall we?
All right. Once again, Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebanks from Chicago. She has pins for me, too. I have pins for you. I'm giving her a couple of my mom's pins because she's like my liberal mom. My real mom, of course, as you know, is a 95-year-old Trump-voting Republican Fox News-watching mom, who, if she were here tonight, would say, Steffi, why do you have to work so blue? To which I would say, well, Donald Trump wasn't a traitor's fucking dick, Mom. I wouldn't have to, would I?
Mm.
Sorry, liberal mom. I apologize. Listen, Illinois, Chicago in particular, filled with rock stars, ladies and gentlemen, including the rockin' congresswoman from the great state of Illinois, Representative Jan Schakowsky. Yeah, you're sexy and you know it. Come on. Look at you, you little minx. Welcome. What a fantastic bunch of rock stars.
I feel like the most unworthy, mediocre white man in history on this stage tonight. I want you to know.
Representative, I gotta say, we gotta go to you, because one of the worst weeks in American political life, isn't it? Including today.
I am here to bring hope. That's my mission!
Yeah.
That's my mission! We're gonna take back the House of Representatives.
That's right.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. If we do our job, everybody make a plan. You've got 10 days. Come on. You can do something. Make it happen.
Can you believe some MAGA moron sent a bomb this week to Chicago's own President Barack Obama? I just got to meet him, Jan. I know you know him. He does smell like cookies and freedom, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, yes.
I have a question for Jill.
Yeah. Oh.
May I have been waiting for this for a long time. You know, Trump has now attacked both Woodward and Bernstein in tweets. somewhere in hell, Nixon's very proud, but he'll tell him when he sees them. Sometimes I feel like Nixon was hateful but not ignorant. Bush was ignorant but not hateful. This combination is unprecedented. Do you think that the Nixon-Trump comparisons are unfair to Nixon?
I do. He actually had some good policies.
Mm-hmm.
He passed EPA,
mm-hmm.
Title IX.
Earned income tax credit?
He did some bad things, too. But
yes.
They're not as bad as working with the Russians.
Mm.
So, Jill, how close do you think we are to Mueller time? I feel like there are so many factors going on, and that's the one that we don't know about, right? I do love that he apparently legally, I don't know what your opinion is, can be indicted because they had to get Bill Clinton for that blowjob. Right? But isn't that right? Because that's when they ruled that a president can be indicted.
They didn't. They actually, in the Office of Legal Counsel, said the president cannot be indicted. I think that's wrong. I think the Constitution allows indictment.
I'm pretty sure the Founding Fathers didn't want another king above the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he is acting exactly like a king, a dictator. All the authoritarians in the world are acting better than he is.
But do all the authoritarians have a human shield like Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court who will block any subpoena?
Well, they probably do, but now he does too, and we need to do something about that too. We may need to add new judges.
Yay!
Oh, the number.
Yeah.
Don't you love, though, Margaret, that Bill Clinton was probably like, God damn, I would have gotten like 100 BJs if I'd known him. We could indict this motherfucker. Ow, Hillary.
I know. It's really sad. It's sad all the BJs he missed out on. All the cigar wedding that could have been happening.
Jill, I told you they say bad words here. I just wanted...
Jill's had this same smile for the whole, I can't believe I'm associated with this. Okay. I didn't know. I am very classy. Okay.
We're still classier than the president. I'm just going to put that out there.
And Jan is like, and I am a United States Congresswoman, okay? And I'm associated with this. Jan, listen, no, let's talk about, a lot of my listeners at least, so concerned about this almost frantic voter suppression that's going on, state after state. Between that and Russia still being in, I mean, we've already just indicted another Russian. They are still in our electoral system. How concerned are you?
Well, you know, Stacey Abrams is doing a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, she's unbelievable. And I believe if anybody can climb over all of those obstacles and get the turnout. I know that they're putting things in her way deliberately, of course. I mean, think about it. The man in charge of voting is her opponent and setting the rules. It's ridiculous. But honestly, I think that there's an upside in that it inspires people to say, no way, you... Yeah. No way. I did not say that. No, I didn't say that. You did not hear that.
Yeah! Dragged her down to our level. Jan Schakowsky just got sassy. I do hope it makes people mad, though, Representative. Instead of, you know, I don't want people to get depressed and go, oh, they've already stolen it and look at, you know, because it's not just Georgia. They are doing, right, North Dakota, Texas. Yes, Merrill, I mean, they seem to have come up with new, right, ways to suppress the vote. And I just hope, it seems like we have to overcome so much. And we don't even know about Russia's role, right, what they're going to do or not do. But they've already targeted Democrats, of course.
But we can pass national legislation that deals with redistricting. We can join with John Lewis.
But we got to blow out the margins and get the levers of power back, right? I mean, we have to blow out the margins on this.
But see, even if we just take the House and not the Senate, although we're not giving up there either.
No, we're not.
And we won't have the White House. We can create a vision for Americans of what real democracy looks like. What real democracy looks like, and pass bills in the House. We can do it, right? Yeah.
Margaret Cho, as a, which part of you is more scared? The gay, the bi part, the Asian part?
I think the woman part, just being, I mean, the fact that, I mean, where we are, it's 2018, and that we are still questioning whether or not a rapist can be in the Supreme Court, that we have to fight to keep him out and could not manage to do it. It's crazy. I mean, that to me is such a huge insult to all of the women in this country. And it's, to me, I think it's the woman who's the most offended of any other part of my psyche. You know, it's that we have a huge, wonderful thing happening with the Me Too movement. I think that's really encouraging, which I feel like it's because of all of the sexist shit that we've been dealing with, but it's still, the weird backlash is Me Too over. Like, that whole thing is so crazy. I don't
Margaret,
know.
Margaret, can you smile more when you say that? Would you mind? You're so pretty. Could you smile?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But it is really, I think as a woman, I'm the most angry.
I'm more angry because he's a liar. He lied to the Senate so many times, over and over.
You must just salivate about getting him under oath as an attorney, because that's why he's probably never going to testify, right?
Well, yes, that would be a good thing to have, was him lying to us. But there is voting. Let's not forget that we can vote him out. We can control what he does by getting a blue wave in both the House and the Senate.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's get at least 52 in the Senate.
Didn't his lawyer that quit actually say he's a fucking liar?
His lawyers all have said that. They've all said you can't testify because you will lie.
Yeah.
You will get caught in a perjury trap. There is no such thing as a perjury trap. If you answer questions honestly.
Yeah.
John, isn't it, I mean,
I can't wait to wear my handcuff pin.
Yes!
Jill Weinbank's also getting sassy tonight. John, you know, well, this was written in some combination of Sudafed and I don't even know what else.
Mm-hmm.
Right, stuff I could buy legally, but not, but I couldn't buy that legally. But I could buy a gun, as you said.
Yes.
But isn't it hard to keep up? I mean, we do like a lot of times write our stuff the day of. But
yeah,
two days ago, when these bombs were sent, he was asked, "Are you going to call the Obamas and the Clintons?" He goes, "Oh, pass. I think I'll pass on that." Like he
but
does
that's part
some
of gaslighting.
Dick move. Like literally every. I mean,
he said he was
going to cancel his rally today because he was having a bad hair day.
Yeah. No, he complained about having to answer questions about the synagogue shooting because the rain was so bad for his hair. I mean, this is someone without empathy, and New Yorkers have known it for a long time. I've met Trump. I did an event with him. I'm a fellow entertainer. We know in New York he lost his own district in the Republican primary. He lost his own building in the Republican primary. New Yorkers have known what a con man fraud he was for a long time. It's just, this is part of the gaslighting, right? Like, it's brainwashing, it's a long con, and it's making us so weary, so many lies. I call it what the fuck fatigue. And the Joe Arpaio pardon was like 47 what the fucks ago. And it is very much by design. They want you to despair. They want you to give up. They want you to stay home. And some of my friends like to say, well, why should I vote? It's the lesser of two evils. No. Every choice in adulthood is choosing the lesser of two evils. Picking your dessert is choosing the lesser of two evils. Not voting is choosing the greater of two evils. Yes. Every time.
Congresswoman.
Yes.
I mean, where are we with the civility debate, do you think, after the events of this week? I mean, the media, I think, plays a part in this. Both sides do it. And, you know, Eric Holder's saying when they go low, we kick them. Clearly, he didn't mean it literally, and he said that immediately.
And he apologized right away.
Right?
Right away,
Hillary says something about we can't be civil with people that want to destroy everything. We are so mild. And now we literally have two Trump-inspired terrorist murderers in this week.
So no offense
how
to
how do we have this civility debate?
No offense to the men. I'm really counting on the women of America to say no more. No more. You know, one of you, in more humor than I can get going, but saying that he's the worst possible role model for our children. Yeah. And I think women, come on, suburban women, get out there and vote. You know, and say, no, this is not what I want for my children. But I have to say, because I don't know how much time we have, but I want to say, my husband, who is the most optimistic person in the world, which can be really annoying sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me mourn for a second. Be crabby. Okay, so he says, and I agree, that Donald Trump will not be mostly remembered for being the racist, the sexist, the anti-immigrant, all the homophobe and the dangerous, you know. He will be remembered for ushering in the most progressive era in the United States of America. I'm going with that. I'm going with that. Thank you, Bob.
Steph?
I like him. I like him. And he's got great taste in women.
And Steph, if I may, you know, I was going to go, well, I love Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as you know. I don't want to be here talking to you people. I'd rather be back with the sister wives on the compound. You understand I'm only 36 years old and look this way? My brother tortured and killed a dog, and he's still not the worst person in my family. I was going to go for Halloween as the screaming guy in the Edvard Munch painting and tell people that I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders' conscience. But I do want to say last year for Halloween, I went as the Republican health care plan. So I never made it out of the house.
That's a little congressional humor.
Make it out of the house. Sadly, you know, John, it did make it out of the house. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
we had didn't make
Senate,
it
yep. in the yep. Senate. John McCain.
And now they're all bragging that they've been fighting for pre-existing conditions this entire time. I mean, like, he proves that being a liar is a contagious disease.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the events of the last few days, you think, who really needs to another reason to vote against Trump? But it is interesting, isn't it, Jill, that they're trying to run because they've become the party of liars, right? Not because the president's a liar. They keep saying, oh, no, we're the ones that are going to protect your pre-existing conditions. And we know they voted, what, 70 times to repeal Obamacare. They are not the one. I mean, they're in courts. They're everywhere, right? Trying to repeal it.
Unfortunately, his followers believe him, and they are going to vote in 10 days. And they're going to vote because they think that their pre-existing conditions will be protected by Donald Trump. It's so absurd. It's very scary to me that they believe it. But you listen to them on television, and that's what they say. Oh, he'll take care of us.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody in those meetings, when they're planning what ads go on television, someone says, that's not true, though? Nobody says that. Nobody cares.
We live in a post-factual world. Did you see today, Margaret, on TV, Trump's, you know, trying to do his teleprompter, Trump, with his flapping Garfield anus lips? No one could have imagined this happening in 2018. Yes, everybody fucking could, because you're president. And you inspired it.
He inspired it. I mean, he inspires, I don't know, like the people who just think it's okay to be dumb about stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he just inspires. It's so crazy. But I feel like, you know, the one sort of sweet spot of today or yesterday was just the bomber stripper photographs. That, to me, was just the diamond in the rough. Like, that was kind of worth it, that he's kind of, you know, tragic, Mike. That was my favorite part of the day. You haven't seen his stripper photographs. They're pretty
it's
great.
It's amazing. The bikini panties he's wearing. It looks like he's grape smuggling. It's horrifying. But today, your coworker Steve King, the biggest newspaper in Iowa, just endorsed a Democratic opponent for the first time ever.
All right. Could I have my fine American music, please? Could I have our fine American music? Before we go, final thought,
battle
Representative
him.
Jan Schakowsky.
My final thought is this. I love this time of an election because all the power reverts to you. So make a plan. We have four races in Illinois that are on the cusp. Get out there. Knock on doors. It's good for your weight. It's good for our country. Do it. Make a plan right now.
Representative Sean Casten.
Sean Casten.
Vote for Sean Casten.
Lauren Underwood. Betsy Londrigan. Brendan Kelly.
Jill Weinbanks, final thought.
Vote him out.
A woman of few words. Margaret Cho, final thought.
The blue wave is coming. We got this. We got this.
John Fugelsang.
Just remember, Trump's not the evil empire. He's just the Death Star. After Luke blew up the Death Star, there were 9 more movies. This fight's going to continue after Trump's gone.
We are red states, we are blue states, but we are all standing up against this white supremacist motherfucker. I say, let's not create a blue wave, let's create a blue tsunami and make this orange motherfucker's head explode. And to that, I say, God bless America, God bless you, Chicago, good night!